Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
For over 50 years, the Council on Aging of Volusia County has been Volusia County's safety net for seniors by providing them with support services that allows them to remain in their own homes. And on September 8th is their first annual COA Bingo Binge fundraiser. And here to tell us all about it and joining us by phone is Penny Young Carrasquillo, Chief Development Officer for Council on Aging of Volusia County. Penny, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the events, let's talk about the Council on Aging.
Well, we've been around for 52 years. We're a private nonprofit. We are not a government agency, although we do get some government funding. We need to do a lot of private fundraising to provide the number of services that we provide to local seniors. Basically, what our mission is to provide services that allow some of our most vulnerable elderly neighbors to remain in their homes with dignity, comfortably, and safely. We find that not only is it more cost-effective for seniors to remain in their homes as long as they can be safe, but people are happier that way. We try to stave off institutionalization if we can.
And that's important not only for, financially, for mental well-being. It's better to be in your own home, right?
Exactly. Among your own belongings, surroundings that are familiar, certainly. People prefer their independence.
And your organization has over 150 people, trained professionals. Tell us about some of the services that you offer.
We offer in-home services. That's where our staff members, who are very well screened and well trained, offer basic services such as companionship. They help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, personal care, help with running errands. We assist with transportation, all the daily tasks that are necessary for seniors to maintain their independence. So we might go in maybe three times a week, depending on what the needs are of that particular senior. We also have a respite care program, which is for clients with early stage dementia and their families. And this is actually a program that's mainly for the caregiver. We have centers around the county. People can bring in their family member who is suffering from early stage dementia. We'll stay with them. Sometimes we do in-home respite care while the caregiver can go about their lives. They can work, they can go shopping, they can see their friends. And one of the most important things about this program is that studies have shown that caregivers will often have more health issues or even die earlier than the people they're caring for. So we've got to take care of those who are caring for family members or close friends with early stage dementia. It's very stressful for them, so we want to take care of them too. We also have senior centers. We have four senior centers around the county, and we have membership. I think the membership fee is a very low $12 a year if people are able to pay that. We have all kinds of activities. We have educational presentations. Over in Deltona, we have chair Zumba. We have yoga. We have all kinds of fun things. We have the smaller bingo games. It's really important for seniors, especially, or anybody, to get out and socialize, to get out of the home if you can and go make some friends. We have had people who have found their partners there. They've gotten married to people they've met at our senior centers, so that's good. We also have a guardianship program where the public guardian for the 7th Judicial District. So the courts will send us clients. We also do private guardianship, and that's really taking care of the everyday tasks, paperwork, banking, general care of somebody when their family or friends are unable or unwilling to do that. So we have a number of guardianship clients. We just make sure that they're in the right living situation, that they are not being taken advantage of or abused in any way. And then we develop very close relationships with many of these people. Our guardians are wonderful. They make sure that their clients' birthdays are celebrated, that they get out and about, that they have haircuts, et cetera. And our most popular program, I'm sure that you've heard of, is Meals on Wheels. And that's where we have over 300 volunteers who deliver meals Monday through Friday to people who are homebound. And it can be temporary or permanent. It could be somebody who had a hip replacement in the hospital and they came home and they're really unable to cook their own meals. We can deliver meals for 3 weeks for them. Most of our clients, it's a permanent basis. So our volunteers go out, they deliver the meals, they do well-being checks, they become friends with these people. They're definitely checking on them. We let family know if anything is out of place. And in 2018, we delivered almost 150,000 meals in Volusia County. Part of our nutrition program is also dining sites. All of our four senior centers have dining sites, and then we have additional dining sites where people can come and have basically neighborhood dining. They're socializing, they're with others, and a lot of times they'll stay after lunch and play cards or socialize or just talk with one another, make friends, etc.
You have a lot of services that you offer, and it's detailed too, because you even have a professional handyman that can come around and take care of things in the house.
That's a great need. We do have that. He can do some basic handyman work for those who need it. Of course, you can imagine we got a lot of calls after Hurricane Irma. We were very busy.
Yeah.
But he puts up the bathroom, the shower rails, things like that in people's homes to make sure that they're safe.
You talked about the caregivers, and when you have parents who are older and you're taking care of them, basically, if you're the, and then some parents, older folks, don't have anybody. The question I want to ask you is, how do you, I don't know if the word is convince, the kids to go ahead and sign on to this program for their parents without them feeling like guilty about not being there 24/7?
I don't think it ever takes much convincing, because it's usually the adult children who are calling us. And as you can imagine, in Florida, where so many people have retired, their extended families are in other states. So many times it's the adult children calling us, even from out of state, saying my parent really needs help. Or it's somebody who works full time and they call and say my father is suffering from early stage dementia. I really need help for him. Usually what people do is they'll either contact Nina, our customer service person, who is fabulous. She's a great resource. She has so much information. And our main number here is 386-253-4700. Her extension is 225. Now, in many cases, what Nina will do, she'll tell everybody about the services and I'll talk to them about details. If it's going to be free services, people get routed through ElderSource. And that number is 888-242-4464. ElderSource does an assessment, a screening of the people who call, and then they funnel them down to us. And then that's when we do our general assessment and get into the case management with people. Now, we do have a waiting list right now, mainly because the need here in Florida and Volusia County is so great that we're just working. That's part of the reason we do the fundraising, is to raise more dollars so that we can serve more people. The need is very great here, and it's growing every day.
Well, let's talk about the fundraising. You've got an event coming up called the Bingo Binge.
Yes. It's our first 2019 Bingo Binge. We haven't done bingo, like a big community bingo event, in a few years. So it's Sunday, September 8th. It starts at 1 o'clock, and the doors will open at noon. It's $10 admission, and that includes donuts, coffee, lunch, and snacks. The games will start at 1. It's at our Deltona Senior Center, which is at the center at Deltona on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And we have three $200 jackpots. We've got some great sponsors who have come on board. We have some raffle prizes, and it should be a really fun day of bingo, and hopefully we'll raise some money that will go toward our programs.
And that's not the only event you have in September. You've got one at the end of the month as well.
Right. We have Conviva Care Center is our presenting sponsor of Dancing Through the Decades. I think this is about our sixth year of this event. It is really fun. We're expecting well over 500 people. It's at the Ocean Center on September 27th, which is a Friday. The doors open at 5:30. The event is 6 to 10 p.m. So we have tickets for sale. If you're under the age of 65, they're $45 each. If you're 65 or older, they're $35, and we're not carding people, so we're trusting what you tell us. The ticket price includes a buffet dinner. We will have a raffle that you have to buy some raffle tickets for that. We're going to have a door prize drawing. It's free valet parking. There's a free photos. There's a photo booth. And then we have music by Mr. DJ Entertainment, who is wonderful, and then a cash bar. And what we do every year, we encourage people to dress in attire from their favorite decade. The DJ is going to be playing music from 10 different decades. So it's a lot of fun. The room is filled with people. We have dance groups that show up, and everybody just has a really good time, and it's nice. It raises money for our program.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What's the website?
It's www.coavolusia.org, and there will be a tab, I think it says dance tickets there, and you can get more information there, or people can call me. I'm at 386-253-4700, extension 215.
You probably could use some volunteers.
We need some volunteers for bingo. We're having the September 8th bingo event, which I mentioned, in Deltona, and then we're going to have an October 13th bingo event in New Smyrna Beach. And yes, we do need volunteers. You know where we need volunteers in general, not just for our events, is our Meals on Wheels program. We always need people in that program.
Right, and I'll talk about that a little bit, because that's an important program.
It really is. It's our biggest program by far. Right now, we have over 300 volunteers. We need more because of the need out there. So we need drivers, and we need kitchen helpers all over the county. And I want to make sure people understand we do very careful screenings of our volunteers. So we do certain levels of background checks, and they get training, and they go out with others at first. And people love it. Some of our volunteers have been with us for over 20 years. It's extremely rewarding. It's a couple hours of your time. You get to pretty much choose your schedule. It's going to be middle of the day during the week. It can be one day. It can be 5 days. The person who operates that program, her name is Gladys Layson, and she can be reached here at 253-4700. The area code is 386, and she would be happy to talk with anybody who has any interest in volunteering for that program.
All right, so it's the Council on Aging of Volusia County. You can check out their website at coavolusia.org, or you can give them a call at 386-253-4700, and you can find out how you can help, how you can get help, and or just information about the organization, and then pass it on to other people. Well, Penny Young Carrasquillo, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central
thank
Florida.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.